Hi, and welcome to our latest Pensions Age podcast. I'm Laura Blows, editor of Pensions Age, and today we'll be discussing whether ESG really is the silver bullet to pensions engagement, and whether events such as COP26 has amplified saver interest. Today, I'll be joined by Stuart Murphy, co-head of DC at LGIM, and Joe Phillips, director of research and innovation at Nest Insight. They'll be giving some insight into Nest Insight's latest research, which LGIM supported, which tested ESG and pension-related communications directly with the Nest member base, as well as LGIM's latest member voting trends through the Tomello platform. So Joe, I've seen Nest Insight has recently launched part two of their ESG research, which tested ESG and savings communications with members. Can you tell us a bit more about the findings?
Thanks, Laura. Yes, I'd love to tell you a bit about what we've looked at and what we've learned. Last year, we asked people what they thought about different ways of presenting information about responsible investment and environmental, social and governance issues in the context of pensions. We were starting to try to understand whether these sorts of messages can boost members' engagement in their pension. We got quite mixed responses from different groups in our survey research, so this year we decided to test it out in practice in the real world. We ran a randomised control trial of different emails with some of the least engaged pension savers, people who are regularly contributing to their pension but who have never logged into their account. Nest refers to them as unregistered members and regularly runs activation campaigns to encourage them to log in for the first time. We put the usual activation email, which talks about the money held in the pension as savings, up against two different versions of an email which talked about Nest's responsible investment approach. One which talked quite generally, and one which gave more specific examples of how Nest encourages companies to act sustainably, such as tackling climate change, building affordable housing, and treating workers fairly. We also included a more generic investment email and had a control group to measure the responses against. I think a lot of people in our industry would have expected the responsible investment emails to perform better at engaging people with their pension. In recent months and years, a lot of hopes have been pinned on ESG as a route to engagement. But we actually found that although all the emails did increase account registrations versus the control group rate, the basic savings email was actually the best at getting people to log in for the first time. And that's important because people who had logged in were more likely to say that they know things like how much money they have in their pension and how much they will have saved by the time they retire. That first step in engagement, logging into the account for the first time, leads to other positive steps. So we need to make sure that we're using the most effective tools in our communications toolbox to engage people. The differences we saw were relatively small in percentage terms, but that can be an important difference in outcomes in real terms when you have hundreds of thousands or millions of members in the scheme. This doesn't mean, though, that we think we shouldn't talk about responsible investments. People who were already engaged in these sorts of issues did actually respond better to the general responsible investment email. So if you know an individual is likely to care about these things and can tailor or personalise communications to them and to their interests, it could be a really good way in. The responsible investment emails also seem to give a bit of a boost to trust in the pension provider. So that could be a really good route if that's the outcome objective for the communication. We think there's lots more to explore and test. For example, whether ESG communications that are more targeted and personalised to a member's location or to the sector that they work in could have more impact. But we're really excited to have got these new learnings from a real world trial. And we're really grateful to LGIM for their support to get us to this point.
And Stuart, why were LGIM keen to support this?
So LGIM, we launch our own ESG research annually, and we look at trends across different generations. We look at the different ESG issues that resonate with different cohorts. And from the findings and the research we've done, members are telling us that it's important that their pensions are responsibly invested. And 83% say they would engage more with their pension if they knew it was having a positive impact. Equally, and if not more encouraging, is that 25% say they would even consider paying in more if their pension was responsibly invested. So what attracted us to work on this research with Joe and the team at Nest Insight was actually putting this into practice. So if 83% of members told us they would engage more, would they actually engage more when we communicate with them on these issues, everything that Joe's just talked about? And from the findings, I don't think the engagement peaked as much as we would have hoped in the trials, but it was really positive to see that those members that had already engaged with ESG really do care. And that point that Joe's just made around 66% of members that received the responsible investing specific email saying that they trusted their pension provider. This is something I think we can really capitalise on.
That is really interesting. As we know, engaging members with their pension remains an industry-wide problem. However, there has been some success with pensions engagement when it comes to investing in their pension responsibly, some of which we heard about through the Nest email trials. So do you think the mediums in which we communicate with members is holding us back as an industry? How do we get these crucial messages across in the best possible way? Stuart, let's start with you.
I couldn't agree more, Laura. The everyday person is used to watching content through video formats, a lot of the time even watching it when the volume isn't playing. And social media, it's now ingrained into the average person's everyday life. I recently saw a stat on Statista.com saying that average social media usage on the internet was 145 minutes per day in 2020. That's almost 2.5 hours of a person's day, which I've personally found quite staggering, really, when you consider that people are asleep during the night, they're at work for the majority of the day. But it highlights how important it is to communicate with individuals in the way that they recognise and they're familiar with. And this is why I think we've had so much success with the rollout of Tamello to our member base. And on the last podcast we did, I spoke a little bit about Tamello. And as a reminder, it's a fintech platform that allows members to vote on ESG issues they care most about. And it's now been a year and a half since we rolled this out to our first pilot scheme. We're the first provider to adopt the Tamello platform. And we've seen almost 17,500 votes cast by members overall, which is more than any other provider. So it's given us some sort of really rich information to feed off. The platform has been particularly effective with groups where engagement has often been the lowest. So amongst people who are just starting on the pension savings journey, those with smaller pots or in temporary or part-time employment. And the highest percentage of logins have come from people in the 25 to 34 age bracket, which I think is a breakthrough in terms of bringing those early savers into the pension journey. Some of this may be down to the ease and the user-friendliness of the format, but it's important to pick up the point, the similarities from that recognised social media platform that people are used to using. Members with smaller pots or in more temporary or part-time employment often spend more time looking at the companies they're actually invested in. This tells us that perhaps they're unaware that their pension fund is actually own the shares in these companies in the first place. And the dashboard shows names and logos of some of the household brands. And we really believe that this is helping make pensions feel a little bit more familiar to the users.
I'd really agree that personalisation and video are proving to be effective, and particularly if we can relate the kind of responsible investment issues that investors are thinking about to things in people's everyday lives. And the more we can personalise that to them as an individual rather than to groups of people, the better. I also think it's important to think about building bridges between the areas of life where people are more engaged and pensions, which most people think about for only a few minutes a year at most. So thinking about things like everyday influencers and touch points where people are already engaged to connect in with, building from where people are already rather than talking to them and hoping that they will listen.
So we've spoken about the best medium to engage savers. Now let's talk about topics and influencers that may strike savers' interests. We've had COP26, Insulate Britain and climate protesters dominate our headlines over the past month. Have you seen these issues increase pension savers' interest in their investments or even spike engagement in communications?
Yeah, we definitely have. And the big themes in the press that you've just touched on, we've seen it really impacting the voting engagement. So as you say, COP26 was a key part of this. We saw voting soar within Tamello. Votes more than doubled between September and November. And issues around climate were particularly popular amongst members during this time. A really attractive proposal in terms of the number of votes it attracted was around a company called AutoZone, who are the largest seller of auto parts in America, and around whether they should reveal their emission plans. And unsurprisingly, members voted in favour of that resolution that they should. So that was a very real example. What I do find interesting is there is an assumption that climate or environmental related issues will be the most popular topics that the members will vote on across the board within Tamello. But our data has actually highlighted that resolutions surrounding pay have actually been the most popular amongst voters, albeit climate related resolutions do come in a close second.
I think we've really seen that in the research that we've done as well. We did some ranking of issues with members last year, and we know that the issues that matter most to people vary depending on people's personal values and their circumstances. Despite this, we were able to observe a consensus of interest and importance around some issues across a broad range of pension savers in our survey. And the issues that were both most important to people and elicited the greatest strength of feeling were tackling climate change and everyone being paid a living wage. I think that the COVID-19 crisis likely intensified the relevance of some of the higher ranked issues, including that everyone being paid a living wage, availability of good education, fair treatment of workers, availability of good hospitals. And the relative importance ranking of the issues demonstrated that issues which impact people at a household or at a community level that impact my world are likely to be of higher interest and have higher potential to engage than those that perhaps feel more distant. So we also found that more immediate ways of describing issues are ranked as being more important to people than more distant, abstract or technical ways of expressing them. So for example, protecting natural habitats ranked higher than biodiversity, fair treatment of workers ranked higher than equality and diversity, and reasonable executive pay and availability of good hospitals ranked higher than reducing levels of health issues in the world. But so those things that felt closer into people seemed to resonate more.
Okay, so just one final question. What's next for ESG engagement?
So Jo touched on it a little bit earlier. I believe it's personalisation, but this is key to good engagement. And we've seen huge success from our pension video benefit statements. And to give you a recent stat from one of our clients that ran a campaign of pension statements going out in video format, we had 43% email open rate. And of that, 97% watched the video to the end and a further 77% click through to take further action. So this to me is a breakthrough for the pension industry. And if we brought more of this personalization to life around key ESG issues members care about, I'm hopeful engagement would peak, it would really help. In our ESG research that Elgin did, 75% of female Gen Xers and boomers, they said they were divest over poor pay and governance. And our thinking is that these cohorts were most likely to be impacted by the gender pay gap. So if we continue to personalise emails and video statements and highlighted action we are taking as an asset manager, Elgin, and to vote against poor performing companies and those that aren't paying employees fairly, would engagement peak for these cohorts of individuals by making it about something that's really important to them? Similarly, from our research, 88% of millennials said that they would want to disinvest from fossil fuels. So if we communicated with this group on our approach to net zero, for instance, or our fossil-free pension funds available to them, you know, would engagement increase as we're personalising our communications and targeting individuals on topics that they care about the most? This is something that we intend to look at more closely, and I'm looking forward to providing an update on this on our next podcast.
Okay, thank you so much, Stuart and Jo. It was great to hear about some of the successes and some of the learnings from your latest research, and also how hot topics in the media are really impacting member engagement. So lots to think about and still lots for the industry to do around pension engagement. But I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for this overview, and thank you all for listening. Until next time, goodbye.